So we are only hours from a deal on the Stormont budget. That's what the Finance Minister, Simon Hamilton, told the Nolan television show last night. Looks like that means a lot of the pain is coming towards the public sector. Pain like job losses through voluntary redundancy and more pay restraint, and that pain on public service workers. Bumper Graham with us today, the NPSA union spokesman. Morning to you, Bumper.
Yes.
So they're doing a deal, but the deal is going to be around pay restraint. Well, certainly one of the elements is going to mean pay restraint and public service workers losing some of their jobs through voluntary redundancy.
Well, we're not sure about whether it'll be voluntary redundancy, Stephen. The size of these cuts are going to be massive and run into thousands of jobs, and we'd be severely worried this loss will lead to compulsory redundancy.
Isn't the bottom line a lot of your members will want to apply for voluntary redundancy?
Obviously, there may be some who wish to apply, but the impact on this is going to hit not just the public service workers, because, as you've already mentioned, they see continued reduction in their wages, and many of their colleagues will lose their jobs. But it's also the effect it will have on the public. These cuts are so massive that we're going to see libraries close, we're going to see our young people not being allowed to get places in further education colleges. We're going to see impact on the police and justice. We're going to see impacts on urban regeneration, etc. So this is a massive setback for the whole of Northern Ireland. And when you think that a couple of weeks ago, the executive were saying that they couldn't cope with a couple of £100 million of cuts, how come then within a matter of a few days, we're almost at £1 billion worth of cuts? It's £872 million. That is just not going to work for the people.
Listen, when you're hearing and when you've heard over recent days, this is why this is also important. When you're hearing that figure of £800 million worth of cuts, they were never cuts. So they weren't cuts. They shouldn't have been described as cuts. They are not cuts. And you'll have heard the politicians listen to their language. They're talking about pressures. It's money being moved within the system.
It's not money being moved.
It is money being moved within the system.
Stephen, this is a real cut.
There are some cuts within it. It is not 800 odd million of cuts. And I don't start me this morning.
All right, Stephen, I'll take 80% out of your pay. Would you not describe that as a cut, but as a pressure? I think you'd be describing it as a cut. And you would find it hard to live. And that's what's going to happen to many people in society in Northern Ireland as a result of these cuts.
Some departments are facing cuts within their budgets. But a lot of the money is being moved from one department to the other.
A lot of money isn't being moved from one department to another. The only department that is not seeing cuts, by and large, is the Department of Health. But that even in itself isn't right. Because anybody that knows the health service knows it's already in financial crisis. And actually, health inflation is always higher than ordinary inflation, so it would need more money just to stand still. This is a disaster for the people of Northern Ireland, something which our politicians can't sweep under the carpet, and they have to stand up and be accountable for it. And what we're saying to them is they're doing a crap job, that they shouldn't be bowing the knee to the Tories in Westminster, and that they should be fighting, particularly now that the intergovernmental talks are on, to get a secure and reasonable budget for the people of Northern Ireland.
What are you going to do about it? If you objected that much, are you going to call a strike?
We're in discussion with other unions, and we certainly are looking at the strong possibility of industrial action happening in the result of if these cuts are forced through.
So you're contemplating bringing your men and women onto the streets?
Yes. I mean, if it's good enough for politicians when they want to bring their supporters out on the streets, we'd bring the people of Northern Ireland are on the streets to show that they're not prepared to continue to live in a situation whereby all we have are Northern dogs in the Northern Ireland executive nodding away at the behest of the Secretary of State and George Osborne.
Well, hold on a second. What good is this going to do the members of the public who you say you want to fight for and defend? Now you're going to disrupt their public services by calling strikes across Northern Ireland.
Well, if we have to take action in the medium and long term, is going to show the need and the support for our public services, that's what we will do. We are interested in securing proper delivery of public services for public servants who are treated decently, not a situation whereby we're closing public services and public servants are being treated abominably.
Well, so here we have now this morning, we're on the brink of hearing about a deal that the politicians...
A dirty deal, Stephen, a dirty deal.
a deal, nevertheless, however you describe it, which the politicians have managed to find agreement on, and now we have you representing the biggest union in Northern Ireland telling us that you're going to deliberately disrupt public services and bring your men and women out onto the streets and strike.
Well, I don't think we have the politicians saying that they're agreeing to it. What I heard of Simon Hamilton was that the DUP and Sinn Féin have been moving towards a deal. I don't think we've heard from the other parties in the executive as yet saying that they're prepared to sign up to it. And one would have to question, you know, what's going on? Because there's only two parties involved.
Well, the talks are continuing today at the executive to finalise whatever they are talking about. But you're talking about the two main parties who were, you know how far apart they were. Now they've been able to find a way through this.
Well, I find it absolutely amazing that they can come together when, in fact, the nature and the seed of the problem is getting bigger and wider. I mean, when this started, it was cuts of 400 million, then it went to 800 million, and now it's 872 million.
But wait, let me just break away.
It'll be over a billion by the time we get to the 1st of April next year.
Let me just break away for 1 second. I'm just seeing news coming into us here that detectives have arrested a 73-year-old man from Dunmurry in relation to the murder of Jean McConville in 1972. So this information just coming into us within the last few seconds. Obviously, we'll have a look at that and see if we can bring you any more detail about it. So when will the public know about this possible strike action, Bumper? What happens next?
Well, we're going to be in discussions with our other unions when we've had a chance to talk to the unions.
Which unions?
All the public service unions, Stephen. We've talked to all our colleagues in the other public service unions. We want to see what comes out from the meeting this afternoon. And remember, the budget has to be consulted on with the public. There's a requirement to go to a 12-week consultation, and we'll be using that 12-week consultation period to expose the Northern Ireland Executive and the damage that they're doing to our public services. We'd expect to see changes to that budget. We'd expect in the intergovernmental talks to see the parties strongly saying to George Osborne and Theresa Villiers that there needs to be a proper and fair settlement for Northern Ireland and that we need additional money.
Many public service workers we're talking about here between all the unions.
The size of the public service in Northern Ireland is about 200,000, so you're looking at probably in the region of 140,000, 160,000 public servants who we would like to think would be involved in action.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, Bumper, thank you.